For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the Mike Calter Show. It's 1025 The Bone, 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. This Saturday is the biggest party day of the year in Tampa Bay. It is Gasparilla Weekend. And on Saturday morning, you could join the little boy and the lovely girl. Actually, you're probably going to get three for one, right? Because it's you, Carmen, and most likely on Saturday, she's still going to have that zit. They'll be out there at McDitton's. McDitton's is like the perfect start to where to be for Gasparilla. It starts at 9 a.m. with Spanish and Carmen, free breakfast, and your first Bud Light is free while supplies last to kick off the Bud and breakfast out there for the Gasparilla Parade. Now, will you, in fact, go out there after kegs and eggs, after your pregame? Will you go out and out there to the parade, or will you hang out at McDitton's, or what will you do?
Most likely. It depends on how drunk I get in the morning. If I get too drunk, I'll probably just chill at McDitton's. But,
I can't see why I'd leave. I don't need to see the parade.
I don't really want to walk around.
I want to be there for the party. You know what I mean? It's kegs and eggs. It is happening this Saturday morning starting at 9 a.m. You can go on out there and get a free breakfast and your first Bud Light free. All from 102.5 The Bone and, of course, Bud Light at McDitton's in South Tampa. And, Carmen, are you bringing your friend with you?
Who?
Your zit? I wanted to know if all three of you would be there.
No. Hopefully it will be gone by Saturday.
Actually, if you see Carmen and you press the button on her forehead, you win tickets.
The beer comes out like a vending machine. Yeah.
Do not touch my face.
No, she does not like
that. No.
Even I don't mess around with that. Carmen.
Yes.
We started the show talking about Crazy Patty calling me on my personal cell phone.
Right.
And I asked her to call in and find out where she got that, and I don't know what's going on, but then Carmen tells me she's here.
Oh, boy.
How did she get upstairs?
She's in the building.
Yeah. So she was in the lobby, and we asked her, me and Gio, I made Gio go with me just in case.
Yeah.
And we asked her, and she said it was open. She said no one let her in. The door was open.
Downstairs?
I guess, but you still need the pass to get up the elevator. But she said no one let her in.
Okay.
Security. So how'd she get upstairs? Security is down. How'd she get in? Then how'd she get up in the elevator? Yeah, security is down.
She's a spy. She's a spy.
We got a breach.
Oh, man.
All right. So then did you ask her how she got my phone number?
Yes.
And what did she say?
She said off the internet. She said she put in Mike Calta.
All right, hold on. Let's do it right now. Everybody do it.
All right.
Everybody do it. Go ahead. She put in what?
She said she put in Mike Calta.
Mike Calta. Okay.
And it came right up.
That's it. That's all you have to put in is Mike Calta?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's Mike Calta, 1025 The Bone. There's Mike Calta Show Facebook. There's Hulk Hogan suing Mike Calta. Mike Calta's phone records to be turned over. YouTube, Talkers Magazine. One of the best talk show hosts of the year. Next page, Mike Calta's Len Cruz, Feature Cut of the Day, Amazon. More Hulk Hogan talk, Punch Out number 4, Not So Live Geek number 3, and then we're going back in time now. Mike Calta's birthday bash, Mike Calta IMDb, Mike Calta brings variety show to Polk Theater, Mike Calta Jen Sturger. So I'm just reading these at random. There doesn't seem to be anything that, did she put in maybe Mike Calta's phone number?
Well, she just said she put in Mike Calta and it came up. And then she went back and it wasn't there the next day. And then so she put in Mike, no middle name.
I put in Mike Calta's phone number. Mike Calta is a video of Spanish. No. Here's what we need to do. I need to take I need Gio to take Patty to a computer.
Okay.
And I need them to videotape her searching on Google to see if she can look up.
Right. Maybe she's better at Google than we
are.
Right. Well, she said that she's not good at computers.
But she somehow got my phone. All right. Well, you know what? Let's bring her in here because I think she's lying. I think she's lying.
I mean, the fact that she got into the building and got up to the lobby,
she might be some sort of spy.
She obviously has some sort of skills.
Okay. Let's find out. This is Crazy Patty. If you're new to the show, you'll know why we call her Crazy Patty.
Can we frisk her?
Well, I mean, what is she going to do? She's so slow moving.
Yeah, she can barely walk.
Yeah.
Yeah, but who knows, man?
Hi, Mike. I didn't care that she had my phone number. Like, that kind of stuff really doesn't bother me. One time, Coco.
Oh, you can hear her.
Coco gave out my phone number, and people called me every once in a while. They were like, is this Mike Calta? I go, yep. And they go, cool. See ya. All right, see ya.
Oh, and she has Christmas presents for us.
Come on in here, you loon.
And she's wearing a bone shirt.
Hi, Patty. I'm sorry. Well, nothing to be sorry about. Nobody's mad at you.
You better be sorry.
I can't. Come on over here. I can't hear you. Extend that microphone for Patty. All right. Yeah, there you go. Hi, Patty.
Hi, Mike.
If somebody told me you were Yoda's sister, I'd believe
you. Yoda?
Yeah, because you're wise and little. Hi, how are you,
thank
Patty?
Thank you.
But now you got to pull the microphone back to your face. There you go. First of all, you look good. You look healthy.
I really look good. You think so?
I mean,
but
no.
Look at all this fat that I gained.
Oh, I can't see. You got to
show Spanish your boobs.
Look at.
Oh,
sexy.
Look at her boobs, Spanish.
You remember? You remember those?
Oh, now they stayed good.
Yeah. What happened?
The boobs are good.
Yeah.
But everything else is way fat.
I don't know, Patty. I think you look healthy.
You
got to sit up and get the microphone so I can hear you talking. You can stand, but just talk into the microphone. You don't need that. Just do this. There you go. Perfect. Okay.
Yeah. I used to be, I think I was 110 pounds when I got real sick. I know that the doctor was really worried, thought that I have to go to the hospital because my platelets were so low, but they didn't know if even that would help. So they.
Okay. Let's get to the part where you have found my phone number.
Okay.
Now, first of all, look at me. Raise your right hand.
I swear.
I swear on a stack of Bibles.
I swear on a stack of Bibles.
Yeah. If she falls, it's not going to be funny like Knobs. Make sure she doesn't fall. When Knobs falls, it's funny. Patty falls, she's going to die.
I remember the time that you had the commercial, Patty falls down, and then something about a fetish model. And then they go, we like what you.
Yes. Yes. Oh, boy. All right. Listen to me. Now, come on. Be
very
honest.
Serious.
This is serious.
I swear on watching. The Bible, and you know how I love the Bible.
Right.
I swear.
All right, so tell me
Christ. How
you went through this process.
All right.
Well, first of all, what were you doing? Sitting at home just thinking about me, and you're like, I'm going to call him.
I was on the computer all day. I had nothing to do. I did all my housework. I'm not allowed out of the house.
How are you here, then?
Because, no.
You snuck out.
Yeah, okay. I'm not a prisoner.
Yeah,
I didn't. I'm not a criminal.
No. So you got on the computer.
I got on the computer. Well, it was yesterday.
No, it was Saturday
that I called you.
Yes,
but I did call you the day before.
Oh, I didn't know. All right, but tell
me. And that message went here, I guess, because it wasn't. A 312.
I don't know. Right, so get to the point where you find my phone number because I'm now searching the internet and I can't seem to find it.
It's not there.
It takes down now?
Oh.
Yes. So somebody's hacking it. That's why I'm so worried.
I don't know, Patty.
What would I do to get it?
I don't know what you did. I don't know where you put it.
And then I went. This is what I put down. This is what my new cute thing for I like you.
Okay. Go ahead.
Mike or yes. Michael? Mike.
Okay.
Mike.
Yes.
No middle name.
That's what you wrote. Mike. Yes. All right, I'm going to try it. Mike, no middle name, Calta.
Yes.
All right. Nothing comes up. No middle name stuff, but nothing with Mike Calta.
How about try Mike Michael?
All right. Let's try that. M-I-C-H-A-E-L, no middle name, you say, and then Calton.
Yeah.
Yeah. Still nothing.
Yeah, because they seem to think I gave you his phone number, Patty.
No, wait. You know what? I didn't even want your phone number.
Why were you Googling? Yeah, why did you look for it?
Yeah.
I didn't look for it. I told you. I was just looking on that thing and looking on the other thing. Look, I was interested because I like you.
So when you Googled, you just Googled Mike, no middle name, Kelta. You didn't put
and
in...
The day before, I put Mike Kelta, the Mike Kelta show.
You can put in any variation that you want to. Michael, Mike, and nothing comes up that shows
yeah,
my
phone
number.
Yeah, not today because...
They're not changing it every day. Stop moving. Before you fall out of the chair.
What? Okay. You want to put me in jail?
Yes.
Probably.
I have the police are in the lobby, and they said if you don't tell us the truth, they're going to arrest you
I'm
today.
I'm telling you the truth.
What's going on with the front teeth there? Did you chip your tooth?
I chipped my tooth. It's terrible. I have no money to get it.
Spanish, go get some white out and fix your tooth for
me. How did you chip your tooth? Did you fall, or did you eat
some? Hard piece of candy. Oh,
hard piece of candy?
I broke them. Yes, a hard piece of candy. I am so embarrassed.
You should be. Who can't eat candy without breaking a tooth?
No, it was not a normal candy. It was from Cracker Barrel. Never go again there.
I don't know if it's their fault or your teeth.
Yeah, I love candy.
Oh, I didn't say it was their fault.
No, I know, but I mean,
for the love of God.
I shouldn't have got this passion fruit thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Spanish wanted to know if you could see your boobs again.
Who does?
Spanish.
Well, I got a brawn.
Yeah, Spanish, there they are.
They're still big.
Thanks.
Spanish want to know, you know what a motorboat is? You know what a motorboat is? Spanish want to motorboat them. You know what that means?
No.
You know what that means? There's Spanish, show the motorboat. You put it in your head and then you go. Go, your motorboat son of a bitch.
You're making my PTSD come back pretty strong.
Can I have a time to put some makeup on?
There's not enough time in the world. Yeah. There's not enough time.
By the way, good idea, Carmen, on Binging it instead of Googling it because she may use Bing.
She might have binged me.
That's quite possible. Hey, do you have any idea what a search engine is?
No.
Did you Google it?
No.
Did you Bing it?
I don't even know what it is.
You just, but I mean, when you write,
Jesus Christ.
You're talking like me when I lie.
Well, you do come up, Mike, on one of these.
Like Spokio or one of those things that you could pay for.
Right.
But she's not.
Right. But you don't even know if it actually has my number there.
I do not know how to write them in a...
You don't know how to talk into the microphone.
I do not know how to... I'm ashamed of this, but I only started using the computer 6 months ago.
Oh, wow.
No
one... You've come a long way. Yeah. You're already doing spy work.
Now I know. The only thing I know is to go to the E on the bottom mm-hmm. and then type in...
The E.
Yeah.
The E. You're an explorer. Yeah. So she goes to Netscape and she's able to find out... All right, Patty, do me a favor, will you? Since you're here now, we're going to play a game. You want to play a game?
Is it going to be bad for me?
No. Your boobs don't have to come out or anything like that. You ready? It is a game called... Here we go.
And now... It's time for that great new game show,
Who Knows Less?
Let's play Who Knows Less.
Thank you.
Carmen.
No, because Carmen always wins.
No, Carmen never wins.
She will against me. Yes, she did. She won, Carmen.
All right, sit down, crazy. Carmen, you got to leave the room. Patty, I'm going to give you 60 seconds or 30 seconds on the clock.
I think it's 60.
All right.
She's hiding.
It is in fact 30.
You're not going to write it up there. You're just going to tell me, right?
Listen to me. You have 30 seconds on the clock. I'm going to give you something that I want you to tell me everything you know about it. Don't stop talking till the buzzer goes, okay?
Okay.
All right. Tell me everything you know in 30 seconds about Amazon.com. Go.
Amazon.com is where you could... buy a lot of stuff. I've given Amazon.com gift cards. It's a nice gift. They've got all sorts of stuff. And President Trump didn't want them to us to use it anymore because it's got so low rates. I guess it stops, prevents competition. It's so, you know, it's so good. It's almost, it's even better than Walmart.
All right, there you go. That's good. Now bring Carmen in, and we'll see if Carmen knows more than Patty.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
How do you think you did, Patty?
Not good, huh?
You know, there's only so much you could say. But
I don't know anything about the computer.
If you're just joining the show and you're wondering what's going on, where's my news? Don't worry, it's coming.
Yeah.
Crazy Patty decided to stop by after calling me on my personal cell phone this weekend, and then breaking into the building, she got past two levels of security. One, the locked...
With presents, with gifts for everyone.
Oh, good. What do you got, a jar of peanut butter?
Their Amazon cards.
I found what the lapse of security is.
What?
The new elevator that they just put in doesn't require...
That's good. That's safe.
Nice. It only took them 6 months to put it in. Mm-hmm. Actually, probably longer. Mm-hmm. I was making a joke and trying to say long, but it was
probably closer
to a year. Yeah.
All right, Carmen.
Yes.
30 seconds on the clock.
Okay.
Tell us everything you know.
Yeah.
To see who knows less, you or the woman known as Crazy Patty, who knows less about Amazon. Go.
Oh, Amazon. It's a website that you can shop and buy stuff. You can do. You can also get a membership for Prime, where you can get like Amazon videos, Amazon music, and then you also get 2-day delivery. They have it now set up where you can get groceries from different places like Whole Foods and stuff. You can buy basically anything from Amazon. The CEO of Amazon is getting divorced from his wife. And he was...
Excellent, Carmen. Mm-hmm. Excellent. let's review Galvin and we'll decide who knew less about Amazon, Carmen or Crazy Patty.
All right. Well, Crazy Patty said that you can buy a lot of stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
She gives gift cards from Amazon sometimes and makes a nice gift.
But then she brings us like half-eaten jars of mayonnaise.
Right. She said you can get all sorts of stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
She said Trump said not to use it anymore.
Right.
And then she said that it was so good that it's better than Walmart.
Wow. Yeah. All right. And then Carmen, we all just heard, pretty much nailed everything.
Yeah. Carmen said it's a website. You can shop and buy stuff. So you can have a membership for Prime. You can get video music. You can get 2-day shipping. You can buy food because they bought out Whole Foods. You can get the CEO is getting divorced. So I would say
Carmen.
Of course.
You did a good job.
Carmen always wins.
Right.
Because you know what?
I'm talking to the microphone.
I snuck using the computer in the last few months. My husband won't even let me use the computer.
Yeah, because you're going to figure out how to break free.
Really, though? He's keeping her?
Yes, I cannot use the computer.
Wouldn't you be like, yes, use the computer. Here is how you get online to buy plane tickets.
He
did that for me.
Did you research how to fix his erectile dysfunction?
No.
Mm. Still,
No, since it didn't work, I said, I'm going over to see Mike's, and he goes, I'll give you $20 today. I don't have any money unless he gives it to me. And then so I said...
It's like you're living with R. Kelly.
Who's he? Oh, yeah. I know who R. Kelly is. He's a comedian.
He's a comedian. He's so funny.
I'm not kidding. And then I said, I'll tell you what. You give me sex, and I won't go.
Oh.
So.
That's why he's not giving you a sex.
No, wait. He tried.
He got the Viagra.
He put it. He took it.
Yeah.
He laid down.
And what happened? Did he go like this?
I jumped on top of him. There's nothing.
Nothing. Like a dead fish.
Oh. Yeah. He said, you know what? That's because the Viagra's old.
Oh. Maybe we get some new Viagra.
Maybe it's probably because you're old.
I had already put the Viagra. I had put it in his food and he ate it too. And it doesn't work.
Who's got no problem with erectile dysfunction? This guy right behind you, Spanish. He's probably aroused right now. Check and see if he's aroused. Spanish. Maybe you showed him your boobs. There you go. Look, Patty's dying to get naked.
Like me.
He does. He actually tells us all the time.
Yeah, he was Googling your phone number the other day.
I lost 2 pounds.
What are you losing your britches over there?
Yeah, but I going to Dr. Urshan tomorrow.
You are?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Dr. Urshan's going to retire after this. Spanish.
Yeah.
I don't know what a real man feels like.
I don't want to.
Come on.
No! You can't put it on there!
What on?
My real name.
Crazy Patty?
Oh, okay.
I don't even know your real name. All right, listen to me. This has been an exciting visit with you. I'm not really sure what's going on. All I know is you called me on my cell phone. You broke into the building today. And
I
now
can't
you're
believe
here.
You said it was open.
What's wrong with you?
A lot.
Hello? Don't dead stare at me like that. You're freaking me out. You're like looking at a baby doll.
What are you guys are... You're playing a joke.
On who?
Just like you did on me. Just like you did before. And here, I have a whole car full of presents for you.
Oh, my God. What kind of presents do you have?
I have...
They're all going to be terrible. We know they are. Go ahead.
I hope it's more peanut butter.
Oh,
man. You don't even know, Mike. Whole car full.
What do you got, Patty?
I got stuff for you guys, and I got stuff.
Yeah, but what is the stuff?
All right, I'll tell you. It's paintings.
Did you make them?
No.
Oh. Okay.
No, I bought them. They're
some guy named Vincent Van Gogh painted them.
Van Gogh.
Now, Patty, for real, Patty, look at me.
You want me to go home?
Hi, Patty, over here. Rare. Patty. No. You don't have to come.
Give him a hug.
No.
Give him
no.
a hug, Patty.
Listen to me.
Give him a hug. He wants
leaving?
A hug.
Oh, she's about to cry.
What,
Patty.
What happened? Why did you make her cry, Galvin? Yeah.
Oh, man.
Patty, for real, though, you know that you need help, right?
I have help.
Who's helping you? They're not doing a very good job.
My
you gotta talk into the microphone, Spanish. Otherwise we can't hear you.
Give her a hug, Spanish. Why would you let her cry like
Michael,
this?
Yeah. Michael.
Yes,
it
mother.
It wasn't on the computer. How in the world would I get your phone number?
I have no idea.
I tore it up as soon as you started yelling at me.
Patty, that's not a lie.
Okay,
I did
there's
not
a
yell at you at all.
Okay, wait.
I didn't even get angry. I said to you, how did you get my phone number? And you said, I found it on the internet. And I said, where? And you said, on the internet. And I said, specifically where on the internet? And you were like, I put in Michael Noman. I was like, I gotta go, Patty. I'm at the hockey game. That was it. And you didn't call back, and I wasn't even mad at you. So, we're good.
This is weird. I called directory assistance because I...
Oh, that's different. That's different.
I always do. I used to be a directory assistant.
Oh, I believe that. I believe that. Okay. So they go, 411, how can I help you? And what do you say?
I need the number of...
My lover.
Yeah, my lover, Mike Calta.
Well, so you were in search of my name, my number.
Everybody I'm in search of. I can never, just for fun.
Yeah, it's fun. A lot of time I...
Finally fun.
Anyway, listen.
If it's in the phone book, it shouldn't be either.
It's not in the phone book. I don't even have a home number. I only have my cell phone number. It's not listed
right,
anywhere.
Then work.
You did
I
some sort of...
Where could I get it?
You did you some sort of I black magic.
I did... I have not had sex. Well, I tried to yesterday with my husband.
Right, but he couldn't get out. He had a dead fish.
Yes.
He dead fished it.
I have not had sex in over 10 years, and I can't even remember. So how would I try to force?
She's got a good point.
I'm
not even
sure what one thing has to do with the other.
Have you ever seen them? Ugly. Do you think I'd be so ugly if I had a man?
I don't know what the correlation between the two of those. But
have you ever seen the movie Bananas? Woody Allen Bananas.
No. Yeah, I know.
Yes,
what you're talking about.
I am bipolar, and I.
All right,
do
relax. There is an actress in there. Her name is Louise Lasser, and she's been in some other stuff. But doesn't she look like Crazy Patty?
She does look a little like
look
Crazy
at that.
Patty.
Doesn't that look like
Listen,
you? Can you see
that's
that?
That's Crazy Patty. That's Crazy Patty, and between the two of us, one of us is wearing shorts that a cat peed on today. Not Crazy Patty. I like that. Anyway, Patty, it's a pleasure to see your face this early in the morning.
Can I please bring me what's your favorite charity?
My favorite charity?
Yes, please.
Oh, why? Tell me why. I need
because
to know.
I brought a lot of things, and mostly it's for charity, and I thought that half of the things that we get at the auction, if it would be Friday, whatever, through you, that those things would go to.
I don't know. You're making me freak out. Spanish. Bring her to Gio. Listen to me. Listen. Spanish is going to bring you to Gio, and Gio's going to bring you downstairs and help you to get the presents. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Spanish, will you do that? Spanish, no hanky panky in the office,
yeah,
Spanish.
Yes, absolutely.
No hanky my panky.
Right. I'll keep my hands to myself.
You sure? You're going to be okay, Patty?
Yeah.
You want to show Spanish your boobs? Will that make you feel better?
No.
You do like to do that. I know you do.
No more hard candy
because
either.
Because it's the only good thing about me.
Your boobs?
Physically, yeah.
Spanish says he likes your butt, too.
I was going to ask you if I could get a tattoo of you on my butt.
Oh,
yes. I have one tattoo.
No,
you don't have a tattoo.
How much you want to give me if I do?
A dollar.
Right, it's worth it.
Patty, look how excited Spanish is. You have a tattoo on your butt, a real one?
Yeah, what is it?
If it's, I don't know. But
you have a tattoo of a dolphin on your butt.
No,
it's a sun.
No.
Here comes the sun, crazy Patty. Here comes the sun.
I don't know. It's a turtle.
Wouldn't it be great if it says Thug Life?
It's a turd.
The horse?
What is it? What is it, Spanish? Get in there, Spanish. I can't see it, Patty. Turn around. Turn around. Let me get a load of that. Let me see. Take this to get over there. What is it, Spanish?
What?
Hold on. Crazy Patty is here. Half naked, showing Spanish her butt tattoo. Did we know she had a butt tattoo?
No, I had no idea.
What is it?
It's a cute little butterfly.
Oh, man.
A butterfly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just like.
Wait a minute. Do you guys go to California?
Get on the microphone so we can hear you.
Oh, boy.
Do we go to California?
You know that my family's going to disown me if this show gets to California.
Oh, no, you're fine. Not in California.
To get it to California, just go on the computer and click the E.
Yeah.
And it'll send it to it.
Spanish, please take her to Gio.
Got it.
Please. Patty, please exit the door with Spanish. Follow your love.
You're going to jail.
You're not going to jail, I promise.
Patty, is always wonderful to see you.
Yes. Well, come back with presents. Yes. There's Gio. The guy with the mustache, take your purse. I know that's how terrorists do it. They leave a bag behind and it blows up.
Yeah.
Nice try, Patty.
Know your
nice
tricks, Butterfly.
Try. Yeah. All right.
Codename Butterfly.
See you later. Get out!
Oh, look at her little heels that she's wearing. Those are great. You would think, just, Patty, wear comfortable shoes. You're fine. Like, you don't need it. You don't need the heels.
Yep, you're good. Thank you. No, you could be uglier. You can be uglier.
Stop.
Now, what? Do I bring the gifts back up?
I don't know. Can you judge them?
Yeah.
Listen to me. I want whatever she's given. I want it.
No.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
She drove here this morning.
Oh, man.
From Lando Lakes.
Oh, man.
How do you think she got my phone number?
I think somebody gave it to her.
Yeah,
because
I think somebody gave it to her as well.
I was talking to her in the hallway, and I think I tripped her up a little bit.
Go out there and waterboard her. Find out how she got it. Say Spanish, Mike. Mike knows. Say Crazy Patty. Mike knows that somebody gave you his phone number. And if you don't tell him, you're never going to be part of the show again.
Oh,
go tell her right now. Say, don't be mean to her, but say Mike likes you. But you have to be honest with him.
Yeah, doesn't need to be
lied
to.
I thought for sure when she called me, they were going to be like, "You're on the Migs and Swig show." You know what I mean? But then I realized she called me from her number. It's Atlanta Lakes.
Yeah, I talked to her, and at one point she said somebody gave it to me.
She did?
Yeah. And I go, who? She goes, oh, no.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
Well,
I'm going to find out what the gifts are.
Find out who gave her my number.
All right.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, if it's somebody from this radio station, they'll be fired by midnight.
Oh, for sure.
For sure. Or we could fight.
Yeah.
Unless it was Ian Beckles.
Who do you think gave the phone number?
I don't know. I would imagine it had to be... somebody, like, is she on the internet at all? Like,
does she even have a phone, like a cell phone? Does she have numbers saved in there? Did she call somebody who has your number who used to work here?
We don't have a cell phone number for her. We only have her landline.
I've never called
her. Or did she call information? But, I mean, to get...
You're not going to get information on my cell phone.
Yeah, and she's got to know where you live, and yeah, I don't see that happening.
I'm not really mad about it. I don't care. It's just odd, and I'd like to know how, but whatever. Listen, I'm not mad. I'm like, I don't want my number getting out of there because I don't want to be disturbed all the time, but I wouldn't care.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.